Latest production tech, sensors, actuators, and electronics. If you like to stay up to date on the latest products and parts for industrial automation, check out the summaries below of recent product releases in the sensors, actuators and encoders markets. To find full marketing information on these products, visit the company websites. Below, you'll find just the facts. Asahi/America Series 17 Electric Actuator. This actuator has a reversing motor with multi-voltage capabilities, an internal heater, auxiliary switches, and two LED position indicators. Internally, the Series 17 includes a permanently lubricated steel gear train and declutchable manual override. The Series 17 also features a combination NEMA 4X and 6 enclosure, which is finished with a thermally bonded powder coat to protect against corrosion, an ISO bolt circle and flying leads. Applications include water and wastewater treatment, aquariums, chemical processing, swimming pools and water features, power plant, and mining. These automated valves are assembled with a Type 21 ball valve and Type 57P butterfly valve. Alliance Sensors Linear Position Sensors. Alliance Sensors Group has expanded its linear position sensor line with the LHA-19A series AC-LVDTs, linear variable differential transformers. These linear sensing devices are hermetically sealed, contactless devices with an axial connector designed for industrial and commercial applications such as factory automation, metal and paper mills, valve stem position, robotic assembly systems, pharmaceutical and food manufacturing, and operation in wet environments. LHA-19A AC-LVDTs are designed for use in power generation facilities and industrial automation equipment, and in many OEM position sensing applications. LHA-19A series AC-LVDTs operate from a nominal 3 VRMS, 2.5 to 3.3 kHz excitation source. They are packaged in a 0.750 inch, 19.0 mm, odd SS housing and are offered with either an imperial or metric threaded 0.188 inch, 4.8 mm, diameter core, a 6-pin TO2A106P axial connector, and have a 0.235 inch, 6.0 mm, ID for core-to-bore clearance. When mated with ASG's SC200 Industrial AC-LVDT DIN rail mountable signal conditioner, an LHA-19A series AC-LVDT becomes part of a complete position measurement solution. ASG's AC-LVDTs are also available in smaller or larger body size and longer range versions, which include the new LA9.5, LA19, and LA20.6 series, along with the LA21, LA25, and LA27 series. Baloff BIS UHF Reader. The BIS VU320 UHF Reader adds ultra-high UHF capabilities to the BIS V multi-channel processor, which can now accept readers in the low LF, high HF, and ultra-high UHF frequencies. In addition, all three frequencies can operate simultaneously. The reader has an IP67 rating. Four LEDs are designed to aid in the troubleshooting process, reducing the need to access a web server or PLC to determine if a tag is being read or if the antenna is sending a signal. Because the VU320 is a part of the BIS-V portfolio, it can communicate via ProFibus, Profinet, Ethernet IP, CC-Link, EtherCAT and TCP/IP. IGIS E-chains designed for vertical movement. The GuideLite vertical systems are designed to help ensure that vertically moving energy chains in dynamic applications are safely held in place while moving at high speeds. The system's open design is intended to reduce resonance and noise at cable system speeds of 7 meters per second. This product is based on a IGIS GuideLock Guide Trough series for horizontal applications, developed 8 years ago. Instead of using an enclosed sheet metal channel, GuideLock has open plastic 2000 mm guide rails. The open design promotes noise dampening and vibration absorbing features while at high speeds. A special screw also ensures that counter locking won't be required and that the rails can be screwed with one hand. Endress Plus Hauser Ultrasonic Flowmeter. Endress Plus Hauser introduced the Proline ProSonic Flow E100 Ultrasonic Flowmeter for measurement of flow, temperature and volume of process water. The meter is designed for use in industrial, process, power utility, fresh water, steam circuits and boiler feed water systems. It can measure flow in both directions as well as water temperature, making it suitable for measuring demineralized water in boiler condensate return lines, or monitoring and controlling feed water temperature. It can also measure flow in water containing magnetite, often found in closed hot water systems for nuclear reactors, wet central heating systems and boilers. The meter works in process pressures up to 363 pounds per square inch, and in temperatures from 32 to 302 degrees Fahrenheit. It is available in line sizes from 2 to 6 inches for measuring flows up to 1,680 gallons per minute with accuracy of plus or minus 0.5% FS. Accuracy is based on accredited calibration rigs according to ISO 17025. The flowmeter measures volume flow rate by combining all the flow velocities determined by its sensor pairs within the cross-sectional area of the meter body with knowledge of fluid flow dynamics. The design of the sensors and their position ensures that only a short straight run of pipe upstream of the meter is required after typical flow obstructions, such as bends in one or two planes. Process outputs sent via 4 to 20 milliamperes with heart include volume flow, mass flow, flow velocity, temperature and three totalized values. The heart signal also includes diagnostic outputs such as acceptance rate, sound velocity, signal strength, signal-to-noise ratio, turbulence and signal asymmetry. It also has a pulse-slash-frequency-slash-switch output. A local display has a 4-line liquid crystal display with 16 characters per line, white background lighting, and switches that turn to red in event of device errors. The format for displaying measured and status variables can be individually configured. The meter also has a web server interface for access to diagnostic, configuration and device data for maintenance and service. FSG multi-turn encoders. FSG has introduced the MH64-2 Kanamu series of multi-turn encoders. Enclosed in an aluminum housing, the device weighs 160 grams. It is equipped with a redundant Hall sensor that can track up to 64 turns. It is designed for applications in construction machinery, mobile work platforms, and for length measurements and draw wire systems. A CAN bus interface supports CAN Open and the CAN Open safety protocol for signal output. Featuring internal signal monitoring and error detection, the sensor also qualifies for category PLD safety critical applications. Alternatively, the sensor can use a 4 to 20 milliamperes interface for safety category PLC. The IP67 protected encoder is suitable for ambient temperatures from minus 30 degrees Celsius to plus 80 degrees Celsius and features 25 grams shock resistance as well as 4 grams vibration resistance. The encoder can also be supplied as a single turn variant. It can be wired up or connected via M12 plug. Positional through hollow incremental encoders. These devices are designed to be installed with the machine shaft passing through the sensor. They can be used to monitor rotary motion in a wide variety of machinery, including servo motors, material handling equipment and printing presses. They can be installed between the body of the motor and other components mounted on the shaft. The through-hollow encoders are available for shaft diameters ranging from 3/8 inch, 9.5 millimeters, to 1/3 inch, 44.5 millimeters. The smaller units, up to 14 millimeters shaft opening, have an external diameter of 2/1 inch, 58 millimeters, while the larger units, 5/8 inch to 1/3 inch shaft size, have external diameters of 3 or 4 inches, 77 or 100 millimeters. Available resolutions for these devices extend from 360 ppr to 4096 ppr, pulses per revolution. All through-hollow encoders have aluminum housings and environmental protection rated at IP65. All variants are available with a variety of communications interfaces, including RS422, TTL 5 volts or 11 to 30 volts and push-pull, HTL, 5 to 30 volts. Connection options include built-in cables or mill-type connectors. For more on the latest production tech, subscribe to our newsletter.